Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned, treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in, get on, get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Seth Everett joins us Mondays 3:48, talking national baseball perspectives as the trade deadline comes up. We look for exactly where the Milwaukee Brewers will go. They make a move today early on, their first of the deadline season, as they get Jordan Lyles from the Pittsburgh Pirates for Cody Ponce, a double-A pitcher in relief who was going to be Rule 5 eligible coming up this offseason for any other team to claim. A former second-round pick goes to the Pirates for a guy with a 5.37 ERA, but most importantly, he's a healthy arm for the Brewers, which is something that they need so, so desperately. And now joining us on the Green Midwest Bank Hotline, our guy Seth Everett. Seth, before we ask you all the fun questions about the Milwaukee Brewers, first off, the New York Mets, what on earth are they doing trading for Marcus Stroman?
Well, I have a funny Marcus Stroman story I'll tell you after, but what they are doing is realizing that, well, I'm not going to say it's a smart trade, because if they trade Syndergaard and Wheeler, they're going to lose Wheeler either way. They're trying to trade Syndergaard, and they think that they're going to replenish the farm system that they gave up to get Stroman, and that they have Stroman under control. I think what they did was tip their hand. I think they realize that Noah Syndergaard is a dummy. and what they're realizing is, as long as his trade value is high, they want to make it seem like they can get the starter when they had and not have the franchise take a step back, because there'll be a public backlash for trading a guy that throws 100 miles an hour when you're not a very good team. I can't say it's a smart trade. I can't say it's look, the Mets are better now, but they're not winning the East.
Right.
They're barely going to make the wild card, so I don't know the value here. But you remember I told you guys a story about how Noah Syndergaard blocks me on Twitter?
Yes. No, I forget the story.
There's a whole story behind it.
Okay.
We had a battle, and he blocked me on Twitter.
Okay.
And that I consider it a badge of honor.
Sure.
But yeah. I found out yesterday, because I follow all the Met writers, like I follow all the Brewers writers, I found out Marcus Stroman blocks me on Twitter.
Wow. What's going on, Seth?
I have never said anything negative about the guy. I said I think he would have the biggest impact on the trade deadline.
Uh-huh.
I said that on your show. I said that on a bunch of other shows.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I have never said anything but kind things for the guy.
Okay.
And if I recall, we tried to hook up for the Sports with Friends podcast, and it never happened.
Hmm.
I don't understand, but I didn't know. I didn't even know that I followed him on Twitter, because, to be honest with you, I don't follow a lot of athletes. But when all my friends, the Met writers, were retweeting something he had done, and all my feed kept showing was, this is unavailable because you were blocked. I said, there's a scandal here, and now I have a new mission for the next 2 weeks. I have to go and schlep to Citi Field to talk to Marcus Stroman to find out what the beef is.
Makes sense why he didn't want to come on the Sports with Friends podcast, then, I guess.
Yeah,
if you're blocked on Twitter, I guess.
I don't even know if I asked him. You know, back when I first started the podcast, you guys remember LaTroy Hawkins?
Yes.
He's now a Twins announcer.
He was a Brewer.
He's like 47 years old, still playing in the big leagues.
Yeah, he was a Brewer.
Yeah.
He played for virtually every team.
Mm-hmm.
When he was getting close to retirement, he borrowed one of my recorders, and he did a bunch of interviews like as practice. So in the very beginning year of Sports with Friends, we had Josh Donaldson on, we had David Price on, because LaTroy did interviews. I wonder if he tried to get young Marcus Stroman on, and Marcus Stroman rebuffed him, and because it was my podcast, he blocked me.
That could be it. That could be it. See, way to connect the dots, Seth. That's the kind of
mystery.
that's the big kind of stuff that we need here. So, Seth, the Noah Syndergaard trade, it appears that something's going to happen, that he will be moved. It just doesn't appear that the Brewers in the farm system, organizational depth, that they might have something to pull off for a major deal like that. So who are some of the other lower-level names that could be had? They already get the arm of Jordan Lyles today, just a serviceable arm to pitch.
Well, everybody, you know, the guys are dropping like flies, you know, and as long as there's as many injuries as you have and you're in this, you just need a healthy pitcher. What I hope is that someone in the Brewers organization saw Jordan Lyles from his first nine starts, because if you look, in his first nine starts, he had an ERA sub 2.
Ooh.
And then in his last nine starts, it was an ERA over 5.5. So something was not clicking.
This month, his ERA is 15.
Yeah, so the idea is you're trying to see whatever he was doing early on, and what you hope is that somebody with the Brewers can see him and flip that switch and get him to pitching well and all that other stuff. But he's just a body. I mean, I told you, I didn't think starting pitching was going to be the thing. I always said it. I think it's relief help. Now, don't understand, that was before two more injuries went down since the last time I was on. The reality of it is that the starting pitching market is so bereft. I mean, Mike Minor is out there. There's like six teams in on Mike Minor. I don't even think that's a blockbuster. You know, Max Scherzer went on the DL. So if the Yankees are in on a starter and they lost out on Stroman and they can't get Madison Bumgarner from the Giants and they obviously can't get Max Scherzer from the Nationals, they're going to be in on Mike Minor. And, you know, they're trying for Noah Syndergaard also, which would be bizarre. If a guy with a 2-cent head went from one New York team to the other New York team, that would be very, very strange.
You know, this is why this is why you're getting blocked, Seth. I mean, 2-cent head. I mean, come on, Seth. That's why you.
Here's what I know about Noah. Well, Noah Syndergaard, I wear that one as a badge of honor.
Okay.
I'm proud of that one. Okay. Marcus Stroman, I'm very perplexed by.
Okay.
But Noah Syndergaard, when he was in the minors, he was told he was not allowed to shake off the catcher because he could not be trusted to throw the right pitch in the right situation. And he was told for AA and AAA,
right,
he is told to throw whatever the dugout told the catcher to put down as a signal, and he could not decide.
Seth,
he
what do you think real quick, what do you think about the series, the Cubs-Brewers over the weekend? Brewers got 2 out of 3.
No, what I think is we're going to sweep them,
yeah.
And I think it's a dogfight, and I think this is about the defeatist attitude. I went on a national show on Sunday, and I was saying how I just don't think there should be a defeatist attitude. I think the Cubs are flawed, the Cardinals are flawed, the Brewers are flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the Brewers seem to have, on the surface, more flaws. You know, the problem is there wasn't an effective rotation, and now guys are falling out of it. The Chacin one bugged me. And you know, the fact of the matter is none of these guys are 100%. It's going to tax the bullpen. And if Craig Counsell starts to go with an opener strategy, which he has hinted about, I think you need more arms. And that's why I think bullpen, even though the starting pitching could be useful, there's not as many starting pitchers on the open market as there are relievers.
What about Robbie Ray, the D-backs? Brewers are being linked to him right now.
Yeah, I heard. And you know, Robbie Ray is a guy who, again, he's been inconsistent, but he's a perfect guy that can pitch in the ninth, doesn't have to. And I love the idea of having the ability to use Josh Hader in different situations. Was it Friday night when they pitched him for the seventh and eighth inning and used Josh Hader in a very, you know, kind of like the way he was when Corey Knievel was healthy? I like that. I've been calling for that on your guys' show, and anytime I'm on in Milwaukee, I've been saying the best weapon for the Brewers is to use him against the heart of the lineup in the key situation of the game, whether that's the ninth inning or not. And if they can have other options to close in the ninth, and understanding that you're going to have opener situations pretty soon, I think the more guys you can put in that bullpen, the better.
Earlier this afternoon, Bob Nightingale tweeted out that the way it looks to him, he thinks the Brewers are probably going to have to move a Moustakas or a Grandal if they want to get one of these frontline type pitchers because of, you know, obviously what their farm system looks like. Do you see that as a possibility?
No, I don't see trading major league veterans from a team right in the heart of the pennant race. You can't do that. You're either adding with whatever you can add with, or you're not doing it. I mean, the only thing these young teams, you know, if you're going to a bad team that's a defined seller, and you're giving them Mike Moustakas, that doesn't make them any better. You know what I mean? Mike Moustakas is more valued as a player on your team than he is as a trade chip. I love Bobby like a brother, but I don't think that's the way they go. I think if they can, they'll add a piece, and hopefully, you know, for some of these pitchers, especially the rentals, maybe you can find a way to get the price tags down. You know, maybe they can get something bargained. But if, you know, once Stroman was dealt, and you know, if you're Minnesota, if you're Milwaukee, if you're St. Louis, if you're Houston, all these teams were in on Marcus Stroman, and he went to the Mets. That's a head scratcher. Now, again, it doesn't make the Mets 2019 team better, but it doesn't make them a playoff team. So unless they are planning on, you know, they're going to lose Zach Wheeler anyway. What I would suggest for them is, if they're not going to trade Noah Syndergaard, then hope that when you restart, you know, you can, they can get some defense. Marcus Stroman's a ground ball pitcher. He's not even a strikeout guy in the era of strikeouts, and they can't catch to save their lives. So it made no sense to me. Plus, he blocked me on Twitter.
And now the Mets making another move, Seth, while you were on the air with us, a guy that you wanted gone a long time ago after his blow-up on a reporter, Jason Vargas, traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll recap the trade deadline with you next week, Seth.
Yeah, that's strange that he went in a division. A lot of these teams are not shy to trade in their division. And for the Mets to trade Vargas to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is trying to bone up to make a run because Washington's on their heels and Atlanta, and the Philadelphia Phillies have to realize that if they're going to get in this division race, they got to do it soon.
It only makes Brody Von Wagner even that more interesting of a case. Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
You got it, guys.
That's Seth Ever joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.